and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
The Liverpool Art Prize launches.
Climate for Change at a Fact.
Jason Jones at the Cornerstone.
All coming up on the Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News this week. Ian, tell us what's been going on. Tell us about the Liverpool Art Prize launch first off, because I was there. You could hardly see the artworks for the number of people that were there. How many people were in the doors? Did you manage to count them all out?
We reckon it was about 800 people. We opened at 5:30 and went through till after 9 o'clock. And so people were coming in late as well after they'd been to Fact and Open Eye. So, yeah, judging by all the drinks tickets going quite quickly and so on, we reckon about 800, yeah. So, as you say, it was very packed, but spread over the evening, it was never too bad. And it was really good. We really enjoyed it. We think the show looks great.
And it was very well received by the people there. There was, you know, people were voting for their people's favourites. There was a little voting box there. The show looks really good. Really big, you know, really good space.
It's a shame that space is due to be closed after our exhibition. We'll have to find somewhere equally good because we're spoilt now. It is such a good space, and I say everybody... Got lots of good feedback from people, the artists, sponsors, visitors, etc. And I believe it's quite busy over the weekend as well.
You've got to keep on manning it, haven't you? You've got to keep on volunteering. Well, volunteers, if you're interested in volunteering to go down and invigilate for the day, then get in touch with info@artinliverpool.com. Visitors every day, there have been a high number of visitors. It's been really well received.
Yes, and as you mentioned, there was everyone was voting for their favourites. There was quite a queue of people waiting to vote. And... We need to put a light on that table thing. It's a bit dark. We don't know how many people have voted so far, but that's a heck of a lot. So people have got until April the 21st to vote, so get back there and vote.
And when's the announcement of the people's winner and the official winner?
Yeah, we're having an awards ceremony on the 22nd of April at Novas, and so that's when the judges will get together and make the final decision on the overall prize, and also we'll have counted the votes for the People's Choice Prize and announced it then.
That sounds really good, and it's really I'm really looking forward to finding out who wins. If you want to find out more about the Art in Liverpool Prize, then Art in Liverpool, the Liverpool Art Prize, then go to
liverpoolartprize.com.
Thank you very much. Okay, now other news. You've been busy. You've been Petra Kutcher-ing yesterday, and you know, there's what have you been doing there down at Fact?
That's right. Yeah, because the Fact viewing was and the Open Eye viewing was the same night as our Liverpool Art Prize viewing, we couldn't go to that, of course. So we went along at the weekend and had a quick look around. And the show Fact is called Climate for Change, and it's about the environment, your environment, and people doing things themselves, do it yourself, and so on. And it's difficult to explain, but there's a dedicated website for it as part of Fact. I think it's climateforchange.fact.co.uk, which you can go to that and list all the events, because there's just lots and lots of small events, and like Sock Exchange, for instance, which you mentioned last week. We've taken our socks in now for Jay Young. She's going to embroider them or something. And but the things in the gallery on at the moment is some guys from iBeam in New York. It's a sort of art technology place, I think, or something. They're in there, and they're creating a Liverpool wiki, as in Wikipedia, which I'm sure most people out there know now, sort of online encyclopedia. I think wiki stands for What I Know, something, W-I-K, What I Know. And so they're creating a special one for Liverpool. So they just want everybody out there to go to the website and input information about their organisation, anything, if it's to do with Liverpool, anything to do with Liverpool, you know, not just art, but places to eat, places to go, hotels, etc., etc. Get that. It looks, of course, when we were there, we put Art in Liverpool on it, and we'll be populating that with more information. So I think that's a really good resource.
Just sound like a really good resource. And it's www.liverpoolwiki, which is wiki.org. So, so you've been busy, and it's kind of, at the Climate for Change exhibition. And you were down there on Monday as well. You were doing stuff there, which you can always come on to later. But, yeah, there's artworks in the two galleries upstairs, and then there's the downstairs gallery, which is open, and it's kind of like workshop spaces where, on the tables there's various different things laid out for those workshops which are taking place. The iBeam workshop, which was for iPods, for cracking open your iPods, which I think has finished now. But there's other workshops coming up. It's a whole pile of fanzine kind of culture, different kind of magazine-y type things there that you can have a flick through, and Liverpool-based, what people are doing locally, what they've been producing over the years. And it just kind of shows this is the wealth of kind of, that's the kind of wealth of creative talent that's out there. And it's sometimes it's recognised and sometimes it's not. But it really good show. There's a big notice board, community notice board in the Fact Cafe, where you can put up community notices. This is going on, that's going on. I know Urban Strawberry Luncher are going to be heading down there and putting some information on the community notice board. Brilliant idea. And hopefully, I'd like to see all this kind of stuff carry on when the exhibition finishes.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And in the media lounge, it's a lot different from what it normally looks like. It always just be full of Apple Macs and things, isn't it? But now it's a sort of swap shop thing. Loads and loads of shelves all full of all kinds of used stuff, secondhand stuff. And they've got different coloured labels, so some things you can take away. But hopefully bring something in yourself to swap. Other things you can take away, but you must bring back. There's all kinds of things there. Books, CDs, musical instruments, cameras even.
Just remember, it's the Climate for Change. So that's a fact. And now also, so that's Liverpool Wiki. You can contribute to that, Climate for Change. Go and have a look at that fact.
Actually, we were exhausted on the Friday after the excitement of Thursday, and there's a few things we were going to go to, but never quite made it, including the auction at Cornerstone, which I believe went quite well, and also Purgatory at St. Luke's, but I believe you went. How did it go?
Purgatory at St. Luke's? Oh, thank you for asking, Ian. it went really well. I was surprised by the number of people that turned up. There was must have been maybe about 250 people there, kind of promenade kind of piece. Five particular stories being told. Some were being told by musicians just through the power of the music, the music that they were creating. Three individual pieces which were acted out by actors, strangely, and then APAT performed at the end. It was really good. There was a great turnout. It was a really cold night. It was really, I was chilled anyway because I'd been there for so long, but great turnout. It was very atmospheric. Brilliant. I was also standing a little near the back, so I didn't hear all of it. But it was really good. I'm hoping that they'll develop it more and do it again some other time. And the St. Luke's was a brilliant venue for this kind of activity. You can use it in the evening until the drunks come in and take over. But no, it was really good, really good.
But was it scary?
Was it scary?
Is it atmospheric? Does that mean scary? No.
I don't know. It's I don't know, because I was like familiar with the story, so it kind of rids you of your scariness. But I know that one of the stories that I've got is available on the website to download, which I can link to from here. It's when I did it. I listen to it sometimes, and it is scary. I listen to it when I'm taking the dog out for a walk, and I'm just kind of like, oh, maybe I'll just turn that off now. It's kind of It's a bit too creepy. It was scary. Let's just hope they, do it again. And this time, if they go back to St. Luke's, do it again there, do it bigger, do it better. Brilliant. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm pleased there's so many people there. I'm surprised there were that many. shouldn't be, maybe. But good. They should do more.
Should do. What else is in the news, Ian?
Well, we've sort of moved on, haven't we, to what we've been doing the past week. Because as well as the Liverpool Art Prize, and then we caught up with what was happening in Fact, we also managed to go to Open Eye to see the exhibition there. And I quite like this one, actually. Used to seeing big photographs there, but they had the one you, when you first go in, the first one you see is like a series of small photographs, sort of winding around the middle, the wall, the wall's sort of centre. Remember the Royal Art Lodge mm-hmm. exhibition in Bluecoat during the biennial? Lots and lots of small pictures just going all around the middle of the wall. Like that's what photographs, and they're just really nice. It's a good idea because you just go slowly around and following them all. You actually look at them, may look at them in more detail than you would the few large ones you usually have. They're by Sasha Weidner, and that her piece is what gives the exhibition its name. It's called Until It Hurts. And then in the other room, there's a video projection thing by Marcus Hansen, which I quite like as well, called Other People's Feelings. And this is where it's a slideshow, but there's two portraits side by side. And one portrait is always him, and the other portrait is a different person each time. There's a whole series of them, but it's always him on the left and somebody else on the right. And he takes on the sort of pose and tries to make himself look like the other person. He doesn't dress up or anything, he's just him. He's quite bald and just plain face, but he just assumes the same position and tries to make his mouth and eyes and everything look the same. And so Other People's Feelings. So maybe he's trying to imitate their feelings. Yeah, yeah.
Empathise with their feelings. Interesting. Sounds good. I didn't make it down to that at the open eye last Thursday, running around, busy. And so that's news and the roundup of the week all in one. This week, Ian, what's coming up this week? I see from the big list in front of me, everything's going on a Thursday. So let's start off. What's going on this Thursday?
Yeah, it is all Thursday, which it's okay because it means we've had a bit of a rest after the excitement of last week. We've had a few days off. No, we haven't actually. We went out last night. I should mention this because... went to the Liverpool Academy of Arts, and there's two exhibitions just open there. In the back room, it's Waste into Art. That's what I meant to say. Organised by Red Dot, and it's a good exhibition. There's loads of stuff in there, and some really good stuff, all made from recycled things. And in the first room, there's somebody is selling off part of their collection of paintings, artworks that they've collected over the years, and some really good ones. There's a few by Sam Walsh, a few by Don McKinley, and other names which you can't bring to mind now, but they've really built up quite a good collection there, and they need to find some space or something, so they're just selling a few off, and a few have been sold already, especially some of Sam Walsh's. So that's well worth having a look at. So, but that was Monday, but now, yes, getting back to Thursday, we'll be off to the Cornerstone for Jason Jones' show. Jason Jones, who runs that gallery at Cornerstone, does a great job there, and he's a really good artist himself. But this is first time he's going to show this work, these works he's been working on for a few years now, called Self-Observed, and it's more figurative work. What was work in the past has been abstract. This is figurative and features himself, I think. Self-Observed. And I think I'll read from his press release here. It says, attempts to re-evaluate the typical male within contemporary painting, drawing on aspects of the pressure and stress of modern living, work, emotional, sociological and psychological interaction. The works explore the tension and conflict that can exist, but is not necessarily seen between the body self and external forces, stimuli and physical surroundings.
Right then. okay, so that's artwork. We had a look at one of the images last week, and interesting work.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's figurative, but it's still slightly abstracted. So you can see it's a male person in various settings. But they look really interesting.
That's Thursday this week at the Cornerstone. That's Jason Jones. Now, again, Thursday, Royal Standard Pretty Deep Inside Your Head. What's this?
Again, I have to rely on the information that they've sent us. I don't know any of the artists. I don't think they're local to Liverpool. They might be, but don't recognise the names. But they have all exhibited in various places. And so Royal Standard brought them together for this show called Pretty Deep Inside Your Head. And it looks at lust exploration, sarcasm, sincerity, and desperation. So that's nearly everything then. The works deal with these ideas through formal manipulation and the historicity of, I'm sure there's no such word, historicity of the artist's own media. And also at the viewing on Thursday 19th at 6 o'clock, there's a performance by Cold Ones.
Right. Okay. Now, also this Thursday coming up is the Art Room at Parkgate. What's that?
Hang on, I was hoping you were going to repeat historicity.
Historicity, I can do it.
Well done, yeah. Okay, Art Room at Parkgate, nice gallery on the front of Parkgate there. I've been there a few times. And they just have, it's always like small group exhibitions with little information. Three leading national artists, Bill Bate, or Robert Hart, and sculptor Jill Brown. So it opens on Thursday, 4 till 9, and then it'll be on typically for a month or two.
Brilliant. Now, the fourth and final show, hopefully, opening on, or the fourth and final event, not necessarily a show, opening on Thursday, is A-Frame, Liverpool edition, Figures of Speech, venue The Blue Coat. This is from 6:30, so if you go along to this, you'll miss all the other private view things. What's this about then?
This is something that the ICA in London do. They've got... and they're trying to spread it out across other cities in the UK. So they organise this one in Liverpool called A-Frame, Liverpool edition, Figures of Speech. And so they get various artists together to just do a 5-minute talk about an object. I'm not sure if they get to choose the object or they're just presented with an object. And it doesn't have to be a physical object, I don't think. It can just be anything that inspires them or something, I think. And so they've got a few speakers confirmed, like Nathan Jones from Mercy, Laura Sillers, head of programming at FACT, Adrian Woodward of Innovation Culture BBC, and a few other people. Sean Hawkridge, the artist, and possibly Jane Casey of Love Liverpool. So yeah, that's I don't much know much else about it, but maybe it'll come back again. So that's Thursday evening at from 6:30.
And then also at JMU Art and Design Academy, there's a lot going on this Thursday. A Bauhaus talk delivered by Professor Doug Cleland at JMU Art and Design Academy. So this is the new Art and Design Academy. This is at 12:30 p.m. So this is during the day. Wowzers.
Yeah, daytime events. So I suppose it's really a lecture for the students and staff, but they have said that everybody's welcome to come along. So, Professor Doug Cleland is talking about the Bauhaus. And so as this is the new Art and Design Academy, and it's quite an interesting architectural building and gallery space, there's obviously a link there. So what's it say? Posing some questions about the strategic challenges facing contemporary school of art and design. So I think that'll be of interest to the whole art and architecture crowd.
Brilliant. And so that's coming up this week. Further ahead, Ian, what's coming up further ahead? If people have managed to recover from the activity this Thursday, what's coming up further ahead?
Just a couple of things to mention next week. On Monday, 23rd, there's a Q&A, question and answers with photographer Donald McLellan at Liverpool Playhouse. There's an exhibition there which I haven't actually seen yet. I must go and see it before it finishes the end of March, I think. And it's called Want to See More of Me? And it's an exhibition of black actors, including local actor Paul Barber. I presume the exhibition is in the foyer somewhere in the Playhouse anyway. So this is a Q&A with the photographer, and it's a free event. It's in the Circle Bar from 5:30 till 7:15. On Monday. So if you want to go along, I think you need to... Yeah, it's free, but you need to get a ticket from the box office.
That sounds really good. It's good that they're going to be using the Circle Bar. I don't know how often they use the Circle Bar for exhibitions, but it's good that they're using it in this fashion, exhibition, and having a Q&A as well at the same time.
Yeah, I think there has been one previously. But yeah, it's like the Unity have exhibitions up by their bar all the time. So, it'd be good to see the Playhouse doing more of these.
And of course, Circle Bar, designed by Ken Martin.
That's right, yes. I've forgotten that. Ken Martin of View 2.
Now, also coming up further ahead, Thursday, 26th of March, Late at Tate.
Yeah, they're still going. These Late at Tate events, the last Thursday of every month. And this one, usually there's quite a long list of things going on, but this one is a bit pared down, I think. There's the Glen Brown exhibition there, which is excellent. More and more people keep telling me they've been to see it and think it's great. So, and there's the curator, Lawrence Sillars, will do a tour of the exhibition from about, I can't remember, 7 or 7.30, I'm not sure the times. It's on the website. And then after that, there's a performance by APAT. APAT, again, we mentioned them already at St. Luke's. They're always performing around Liverpool. And they've got a new album coming out, apparently. So they'll be performing tunes from their forthcoming album down in the foyer.
That sounds excellent. Right, that's one to book into my diary. Brilliant. Okay, well, do you know what? After all this time, I still haven't been to a Late at Tate. So maybe this is my time. This is my Late at Tate.
Yeah, same with us. Because it's Thursday, it always clashes with, nearly always clashes with something else. And it's just that bit further out away from the city centre. Just never seems to get there. Well, we've been to one or two, but we look forward to going to that one.
Okay, well, you know, maybe we ought to make a date. Maybe we'll go down there and, you know, we'll record a special podcast down there. Or maybe we won't. That is further ahead. And so for this week, Ian, I know that you're looking very tired after the exertion of the Liverpool Art Prize. I'd like to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.